message him, so went good. As in name massive.
Asia recorded this with the outro.
This is Last Orders.
After dark.
It's Last Orders, because First Orders was before. This is Last Orders.
I like that. This is Last Orders.
We're smoking cigarettes and cigars.
Mary Janes and...
Actually, we're not smoking any Mary Jane.
You don't need to tell them that.
Sorry if they're not the kids who are drug dealers. Because there are clearly kids listening to this shit.
Yeah. As if there's anyone listening to this.
There will be. There will be someone that finds this in the mystical future. There will be someone that finds this and is like, oh my god, this is Sean Robinson's first podcast. Or this is Tristan Mullion's first podcast. Or this is Felix Coker's first podcast. Or this is Molly Spears McLeod's first podcast.
That's the most likely, to be honest.
I do have the band, I guess. But I don't know. The future is unwritten, at least, Natasha Bedingfield's head. No, wait, someone better said that. Who is it? Kathy Sarah, Sarah, whatever will be. The future's not ours to see.
That's the definition of smooth as fuck.
Tristan fell over.
No.
Back. Oh wait, that's not recording. And we're back. First Orders podcast for the third time. That is how we place it. And this is how I sound.
Okay, guys, I'm going to Sorry, I just burped.
Okay, that's how burped, metal man. I don't know how you got the metal in there.
I burp metal, and I burp Metallica. Anyway,
I burp it all the time.
So basically, I'm going to ask us some either-or questions again. So, for example,
yay.
Is everyone ready?
Yeah. Yo.
Okay. Cat or dog?
Dog.
Dog.
Okay.
Says Felix.
The cat.
Okay. Okay. Carrot or cake?
Cake.
Cake.
What does it say it again?
Cake.
Wait, carrot or cake?
Carrot or cake?
I mean, don't get me wrong, carrot cake's fucking sick.
That's not what I said.
I would rather cake. That's the thing, you're putting your own things upon this. Like,
yeah.
Tristan's only asking you two things.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be the aesthetics of the word.
Okay.
In which case, carrot.
Okay, next time.
Cake.
Okay, next time it goes Sean, Fitzy, Molly. That's how we do it. Okay. So after that,
right,
okay.
Here,
tree or wood?
Wood. Well, right now, anyway.
I don't know, man.
No, you have to say something. Just say something.
Tree or wood? Tree.
Choose.
Tree.
Molly?
Tree, because I can climb it.
Okay.
Wood is just for shelves.
Okay. Guys, from Sean to Molly. Mustache or beard?
Beard.
Fuck, man, that's tricky.
Just say something, man. What's in your
beard,
heart?
Beard.
Mustache.
Okay.
There's so many varieties. Beard is just beard.
Okay, guys. Mirror or mirror?
On the wall.
No. Mirror or mirror? Just say mirror, mirror.
Sean, you're okay.
Mirror one.
Mirror two.
On the wall.
No, just say it.
No, just on
it's
the wall.
It's another brick in the wall.
No, but it goes into my joke. Just say mirror, mirror.
On the wall.
No,
just say mirror, mirror.
On the first of the wall.
Okay, fine.
Just say it.
Okay, fine, guys.
Incorrect answer, Felix.
Thanks for ruining my thing. Okay.
Out.
Okay.
What's the punchline?
Okay, it's who is or the fairest of them all?
Me.
No, you have to do.
That was a pretty shit punchline.
Yeah, fine. Who is or the fairest of them all? Just choose.
Who is? These are the possibilities.
Yeah.
Who is or who all?
Or the fairest of them all. Those are the two choices.
Right. Who is then?
Yeah.
Fairest of them all, because I have to get the whitest shade of makeup whenever I get makeup.
Okay.
I have to get the whitest.
I think who is though.
Okay.
As an element of mystery.
It reflects me.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Okay. Basket or case?
Case.
Case.
Basket.
See, a case is just a basket, except it's got an extra side on it. So
basket,
it
I can put my dirty laundry in.
You can put your dirty laundry in the case,
but
you
then
I'd take
forget
it
about
like,
it.
Well,
I've already got a suit case.
Okay, next one.
She's got a point.
Dracula or Frankenstein?
Dracula.
Okay, Frankenstein's monster. Dracula or Frankenstein's monster?
Frankenstein's monster.
The Promethean.
I'd say Frankenstein's monster.
He's called the Promethean and Dracula.
Okay.
Oh, I love
it's
that.
It's sexier.
Mummy, the mummy, or werewolf?
Werewolf.
Werewolf.
Mummy.
It reflects my time of the month.
Okay. Arse or
no
hole?
No one will know what I mean.
Arse or hole?
Hole.
Arse?
Arse.
Okay.
Because I can tap that ass.
D or P?
D.
P.
From It's Always Sunny.
Okay, Sean?
I much prefer penetration than double.
Okay, so...
P.
D from It's Always Sunny.
I can't answer this. It's too difficult.
Answer it.
It's too difficult to decide.
So Molly wants D and P.
You mean director of photography, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a sophisticated podcast.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I've got three triples for you. Three triples. Okay.
Is it TP?
Does that mean it's also a weak one?
No!
Native Americans. Of which
crazy.
My family are. Actually,
oh, really?
No, it's Native Canadians.
No, okay.
Still. My tummy wants food. Oh, I had
three ideas at different
times. Tell us.
Tell us we're desperate.
Okay. Lion, witch, or wardrobe?
Witch. I can bang her. And she'll give me Turkish delight.
You can bang a lion, so it doesn't matter.
Especially. Yeah, but then it turns into a gross Neil Gaiman story.
Okay, guys. Lion, witch, or wardrobe, Sean?
The vodka landed on my leg.
Sean, lion, witch, or wardrobe?
Lion.
Sean, Fitzy?
Witch.
Witch.
Okay. Next
because
one.
I can bang her and she'll give me Turkish delight.
You can bang the lion and he gives you Aslan.
But he doesn't give me Turkish delight.
Sorry, no, in the books, Aslan is God, right?
Aslan
so
is
I'm
God.
I'm fucking God.
Actually, technically, Aslan is Jesus.
In both senses of the word.
Sean, Aslan's Jesus. He dies and is like revived.
Okay, well, I'll
sins.
Be fucking Jesus either way.
Also,
Holy Trinity, baby. That's
bearing
what I'm saying.
Bearing in mind, wardrobe leads you to the magical land.
So, like, wardrobe is the gateway drug.
Okay.
Yeah. But hey. I still vote witch because I can bang her and she gives me Turkish delight. How many
you
times
can bang
do I have
wardrobe.
To say
yeah,
and
true.
She gives me snow. She
well,
makes
as,
it winter.
Aslan gives you warmth.
Okay, then.
And comfort.
Okay, next one. Scarecrow, Tin Man, or Lion?
Lion.
Tin Man, because he's made out of metal.
Metal!
Scarecrow, because all he wants is a brain, which means he's got everything else.
Okay, next
you can
one.
You can have an interesting conversation with that dude.
Okay, next one. Tits, ass, or legs? Which is always the...
Oh, dude.
That is... That is the...
Shit, man, you've got me.
Question,
you've
man.
Got me.
For blokes and bisexuals and lesbians alike, that's a hard one to do.
Bisexual represents.
Woo woo.
Coming out,
I am a lesbian!
Coming out, guys.
As Eddie Izzard said, I am a lesbian.
Ah, yes, Eddie Izzard is a lesbian.
I am a lesbian.
So you are.
So Tris,
I'm in lesbians with you guys.
No, I just like being pussy.
I said lesbians.
Okay, so tits, ass, or...
Sorry, just
okay,
fist bump.
Sean, tits, ass, or legs?
It's hard, man. It is hard. I think I'm more of a tit man than an ass man. And legs... I do like legs, but they're not the objective quality.
So say your final thing.
Tits.
Sean likes tits. Fitzy?
Molly.
Okay, look.
Is there some reason you're doing pose?
Maybe.
Why don't you grind on him and make
don't
him confused?
Don't get me wrong, like, they're all nice.
What do you want?
But I'd say top of the list, probably tits. Like, yeah.
I made a happy sound.
So 51's tits. Okay. Molly, what would you like?
Tits.
Fitzy, you need to grow up.
No, because seriously, I can look down and just.
What are you, Tristan?
This is the only time. Like all the questions we've ever done, this will be the first one I've answered.
Well, I think this
Go
is
on.
I'm pretty sure you're an arse man.
Legs.
How dare you?
Legs. Straight up.
I don't know.
This is all about the legs.
I am torn between tits and arse.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Like them all.
Obviously, everyone likes them all. Obviously, everyone here likes them all.
To be honest, okay, what's your one then? They've all predicted. What's yours?
I think. Thing is. I reckon.
I've got one more after this other question, but yeah.
Come on, Molly.
I reckon us.
Everyone's got their little trump card. Like, it's not even necessarily that one is. Like, you can have an amazing ass that, like, sort of doesn't make you care that much about the tits.
Okay.
But it's
okay.
Like, there's one thing, it's like, if they had slightly more of that instead of more of that, you'd be like, okay, that's slightly better.
Okay.
To be fair,
okay.
I looked, like, when I was at an all girls school, sorry, all of my classmates. But I did look at arses, I did look at tits, I didn't look so much at legs. I mean, occasionally
the
there would be a pair working. Of legs where I'd just be like, oh yeah, you've got some, I want those wrapped around me.
Go on Google and look up difficult relationship questions.
No looking on laptops or anything. Oh.
Well, I didn't know Sean would be a dictator.
Okay, sorry, fine. Everyone, let's do how we usually do.
No, I'm joking, I thought it was
good.
You're
joking, it's a good idea.
You
yeah,
fucking
maybe.
Prick.
Oh, I just did that on
Oh, my dad was so
I'll do it on Twitter.
My dad was really
pretty. Twitter?
Like, tweet this bitch.
Alright, 3, 2, 1.
No, fuck. You suck!
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
No, let me work it out.
Yeah, I'm just making sure that's on there.
Let the big boy figure it out.
He'll feel happy if he does.
Yeah, I can focus on this.
I wish there was a way.
So on the other side to be. Like,
I don't know how to burp without like. That's a candle holder.
No, it means I'm married.
I don't know how to burp. Without like it, my mouth being shut and not meaning to. How do you do that?
What?
How do you do it?
It's like holy shit!
Damn!
Wait, no.
Wizard, do it again, Wizard.
Okay, and
like,
wide bands, you prefer
elbows. Come on, you
my dad perfected bollocks.
No, I can't do that.
Bollocks.
But, no, I can't.
I can't make myself burp.
I can't.
I'm not alone.
Molly, get your head out of the way.
You.
Oh, you look lovely.
Me looking.
Mid panic attack.
I don't know how to go back.
You press the
you
green
press
play button.
The display. Oh, wait, the play button, yeah.
Okay.
I don't like that picture. But
right.
Don't delete it.
Don't delete it.
Okay,
I've accepted that most pictures people take of me I will not like.
Yep.
Shit.
4, 3, 2, 2, 2.
Play the lamb song!
One. That's what I was waiting for. Oh, I turned it all the way down. Okay, wait.
Take two!
Okay.
That was a proper model's pouch.
It's called
Blue Steel.
That was no, that was La Tigre.
La Tigre, yeah.
I can't turn.
Yeah,
that.
Sorry, we've got Felix from the pictures, so we'll.
That's on telly tonight.
We're all casting poses.
That was on telly tonight.
Is it?
Zoolander.
7 o'clock, foot four.
They're making Zoolander too soon, I think.
Was there not Over the Hill?
Yeah.
I'm never going to make it in Hollywood.
Yeah, the frat pack. The frat pack and so.
Well, there's been three of them. There's been the Rat Pack, the Brat Pack, and the Frat Pack. And now there's also the Gore Pack, which is like Eli Roth, Rob Zombie, you know, that sort of stuff.
They do horror movies.
They do gory movies.
I thought you meant like Al Gore for some reason. I'm pretty sure Rob Zombie has.
No, because it'd just be boring environmental films. Always. I know you fucking love trees. Fuck off. Anyway, okay, should we start
the
podcast?
The planet, man.
Let's start.
Okay. Okay. Welcome to First Order's podcast. I'm Tristan, to my left. Oh no, Abide, fuck,
to my left.
What is it again?
Abiding to my left.
Abiding to my left. Okay, come watch the film. Give me some snack.
I keep on forgetting this. You haven't seen the film.
I haven't seen the big
one. The rug really slammed the room together.
There's going to be a lot of this podcast you're not going to understand then.
That's fine.
Alright, I know, right? Tristan just says abide to my left.
Well, you should start
say...
off then, because you know it.
Yeah, you should start.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Go on then.
Go for it, Sean. Go on, Sean. Way too All much the pressure. Pressure. Go on, Sean. Do it.
Oh, such a reactionary, man. Welcome to First Order's podcast. Wait, I say my name first.
Say your name.
Okay, sorry, I lost my train of thought there.
Okay, take three.
Hello, welcome to First Order's podcast. My name's Sean, and
take four.
Oh, God damn it!
This is like the best.
Just think, dying children in Africa. Get serious.
Oh, I do all the time.
Serious business. Oh. Tristan just made a masturbatory motion while I was talking about dead children in Africa.
Dying!
Objection!
They will be dead soon.
Move to strike!
By the time you get there, they'll be dead.
Yeah, that's true.
It's necrophilic dead children.
Welcome to First Order's podcast. My name is Sean, and abiding to my left is...
Felix Coco, and abiding to my left...
Molly Spears-McLeod, and the rug that's tying the room together, to my left...
Just say your name.
Oh, Fu Manchu. I mean, Tristan Williams. Abiding to my left
is Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
We have come, Fu Manchu. We need to
ruin
the last one.
It still works.
It was a lot more like spontaneous last time. It sounds like we've done this before.
I'll still add that in.
So yes, welcome to First Order's podcast, the podcast you love to listen to, even though you don't listen to it. And today we're having a very special podcast because Felix is taking pictures of me, which is a very special occasion. Like, women weep when they see my pictures, both out of disgust and the liberation.
I'm weeping.
That is what we call blue steel right there. The one eye wink.
He winked with his left eye.
It's true.
It's just so reactionary. I'm like, oh, fuck.
It's like, goddamn. So this is the Big Lebowski podcast, and that will come to light. The reasons of this will come to light throughout the podcast. But maybe
because
that would be a good segue. I should have done that.
Carry on.
Anyway, continuing. Okay, so the reason it's the Big Lebowski podcast is because we're drinking White Russians. Well, I am personally. Felix, what are you drinking?
I too am. Oh, you kind of ruined it. I too am.
Just go with it, man.
Yeah.
You know, the rituals.
I'm drinking White Russian.
And what about you, Tristan?
I'm drinking politically correct Russian.
Okay. I'm drinking white power Russian.
Okay, so we've got two guys inside this debate. Do you want to go for it, guys?
There's a problem in Russia with that. I saw a documentary that, like, a lot of there's a big problem with white power at the power.
Dude,
yeah,
gangs.
That's why there's that whole thing with football in Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Like,
to be honest, I know
we watched a documentary about Ross Kemp.
Yeah.
Ross Kemp, not Kemp.
Ross Campbell.
Freudian slip. Sorry.
They all pick on me. Do you remember Extras?
I didn't really like Extras, to be honest, that much.
I don't know.
It was interesting.
The guest stars made it.
Yeah. I remember the Kate Winslet one. I was just talking about. Yeah,
Patrick Stewart was pretty
good.
Yeah,
do a Holocaust. Do a Holocaust movie, you get an Oscar. And then Ricky Gervais is presenting the Oscars, and she goes, "What did I tell you?
No, the Patrick Stewart one was the best.
She's looking so mortified.
And then her clothes fall off.
And I'm just there. and I'm trying to think, and then of course her clothes are off.
Her clothes are all off. Mm. We love Patrick Stewart
and Kate Winslet.
We want them to get together.
Who's Kate Winslet?
And have beautiful, amazing actor babies.
I like to think that Patrick Stewart's kids would have his voice, like from the get go. They only get deeper throughout later life. That would be amazing.
The boys get his voice. Girls get her brain.
And his voice. Okay, agreed. You are now allowed to do this, Patrick Stewart and Kate Winslet.
Make
allowed
love.
By sure.
Allowed by, I'm sure you're waiting for
allowed
approval.
Allowed by the First Orders podcast.
Yes.
Welcome to love. Love!
Yeah, this isn't the podcast for that, really. Big drink of the White Russian and moving on. Okay.
So, guys.
It is now 2013. This is the first podcast of 2013.
Mm. Yes, exciting.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. We all spent Happy New Year's together in a Happy New Year's time. It was Happy New Year.
With sparklers and cigars.
Mm. I got fucked.
I listened to records until 10 a.m. and then passed out, still drinking wine.
Yeah, I just got really drunk.
We're all in separate houses, but just by Skype.
Right, and then I did some tidying up. So,
yeah.
I was tidying.
I say we spent New Year's together. We actually did it via Skype.
Yeah.
Mm. We're on Skype right now.
Yeah.
I'm not happy that you cut me off though, just because I decided to slip into something a little bit more comfortable. Did not mean you had to cut me off the Skype chat.
Well, there's something comfortable, man. It's your birthday suit.
No, there's nothing wrong with latex.
Because
latex is sensual.
Tristan is a hot, greasy man. Maybe just every podcast, every conversation should be a cock.
It should be a cock.
Cockcast!
Yes.
Welcome to
the cock, and you should take it like a man.
Talk about Freudian slip.
Is there something on your mind?
I said codpast.
Welcome to codcast.
Fish bar.
I said cod. I'm doing that noise, doesn't really help, but I said codcast.
Codpast.
Codpast?
I said codpast.
What?
Where?
Oh, one thing listeners would kind of like to know, I've got two pieces of news. Number one, we looked over our famous, world famous, and it was world famous, but someone else in the world liked it, our band. When we were teenagers.
Who else liked it?
There was someone in
Taiwan. Someone in Thailand who listened to it.
Thailand.
I've no idea why. There's also someone in Thailand who watched Magnet and Steel.
Yeah. I think we have a store
content. I think we do.
We've got a big Asian following.
Hey, dude in Thailand. Fuck off!
Dude, he is literally 100% of our listenership. That's including us.
Wait, dude. Whoever is a chick.
All women in Thailand are females. That's just the rule.
No, they're not.
Oh, yes, they are.
No, they ain't.
I found out by mistake.
Of course, you went, didn't you?
I have been to Thailand. That's the funny thing.
Didn't you tell the story about you getting chased by black little loan sharks?
Oh, no, I wasn't chased.
Oh shit, you shouldn't be advertising that.
Yeah, I'm gonna wake up in the morning, look out of my bedroom window, there'll be just these
pulling employees going.
It's him, it's I will find the white devil.
That monster from Wales.
Where the ostriches are native.
Yeah, they are.
The sheep fucking.
Finally, Sean recognizes!
Sean, what have you done?
I don't know.
Sean? Wait, to be honest, I don't understand the reference.
Oh, it was in the first podcast. Tristan tries to convince us that ostriches were native to Wales.
His argument was they live in zoos, therefore they.
No. I said there's ostrich farms in Wales, which is true. And
farms,
man. Yeah, but they're born in Wales, therefore native.
That doesn't mean native. Native means would live there in the wild.
You got to get into a political discussion with this. You get people who here and their parents aren't British, but would you say that their kids are because they were born here?
Did you find a pube in your right?
So I guess if you actually been pretty correct, a pube.
From Sean with love. Instead of Russia, white Russians get it.
Felix doesn't look happy. No.
It would have been funny if he was like,
I don't trust you to drink my drink.
I'll drink your drink. Wait, what was in it?
What?
It's a Sean, it's
my
a shame.
Balls.
It's just a hair.
What?
It's a long leg. It's a shame.
Ostriches.
Yeah, ostriches. No, but there has been times where ostriches have escaped in pairs, bred, and they're in the wild. Native. Fuck you.
You would say.
Fuck you!
They wouldn't have.
Fuck you with an ostrich on top.
That was a really weird noise.
Ostrich omelette. Oh, fuck you!
I made a weird noise.
I've tried
it. And I don't know how I did it. It's like.
I've tried ostrich.
I did it again.
Yeah, I've tried ostrich. It's really nice. Actually.
I haven't.
It's like a steak that's a bird.
Mm.
What?
I had it in a stir fry.
Oh, really? Yeah. I had it in steak form.
I have also weirdly been eating crocodile in Zimbabwe.
What does it taste like?
Wait, you
doesn't taste like chicken. Like crocodile.
Oh.
Wait, you went to Zimbabwe?
Yeah, I have been to Zimbabwe. Before it was like too dodgy.
Before it was cool.
Yeah, before it was cool. Before Zimbabwe was underground. In debt.
How? Because isn't there, like, did you get loads of money? Now. Yeah, well, I swear it's like £1, like 30,000 Zimbabwe dollars or something.
Probably.
Yeah, that's why we could. That's why we could technically stay at the biggest Zimbabwean hotel that there were. Oh, really? The best Zimbabwean hotel. My mom was like, "Fuck, we can go on 5 more holidays in this place."
That's pretty cool.
Excluding the flight.
I think we should take the first
one. No, she managed to make them cheap. Like it was like free crossovers.
Zimbabwe,
and then we landed in one African country and went.
Rent out the entire hotel. Record podcast every day
because I was hung. I was completely like jet lagged and like.
I think we should.
That's going to be really
steel diamonds.
Oh, that's another section.
What,
I can...
like ambassador?
Yeah, pretty much.
Ambassador.
I do. Yeah.
Yes.
Ambassador's a movie. It's awesome. Go watch it. Podcast.
I am going to plug out.
Recommendations.
No, did you say podcast after?
So everything we should say podcast afterwards podcast.
Just like advertise.
Advertise.
Anything we can advertise and get maybe given free gifts from.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they did it on Big Fat Quiz of the Year. They were all like, please send us champagne.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty good.
I enjoyed that.
What was that word they came
up with? Lobstronomous.
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 You know, they got complaints from, like, the Daily Mail. And then, because the Daily Mail printed their complaints, like, so many more people complained.
Sounded really scripted.
No, yeah. It sounded like they were pissed.
Well,
and everyone else felt awkward.
I think with any of the quizzes, I think they get given the questions beforehand so they can make funny jokes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They don't like write what everyone says at exactly what time.
No, and some
of them, I think they come up
with on the spot.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it was.
But I do think that they would. Team Whitehall and Corden was pissed beforehand and that the other teams looked awkward and felt awkward.
That's what Richard AOD is best at. I love him.
What?
Richard AOD is it AOD?
AOD.
Yeah. He's always awkward.
Very sorry if we said your name wrong, sir.
It's Iowadi
who said it.
I did not.
I know it's Iowadi because the guy who
who
writes the IT Crowd pronounced it like that, Iowadi. I believe.
Well, maybe he's been pronouncing it wrong.
And Jimmy Carr pronounced it like that.
Iowadi. Okay. Well, you learn something new every day.
Podcast.
Okay, let's try and stimulate conversation with some questions. I don't know why I get into my phone because I used up all those a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, just to start conversation off, I've got a couple of either and you know those sort of questions. Okay, which people could just shout out, sweet or sour?
Sweet.
Sour.
Both.
Fitzy's always going to be the one who's last. Something tells me.
If he
sweet
thinks
and sour
about
no,
it.
If you had to.
Sweet and sour pork.
No, if you had to do sweet or sour. I'm not saying what, but just sweet or sour. There's no context to it.
Oh.
Trust me, it gets weirder.
I guess sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's two sweets to a sour. Okay. Hot or cold?
Cold.
Did you just say holocaust?
Hot or cold? Hot or cold, you genocidal maniac.
Cold.
Holocaust.
Cold.
Podcast.
What about you,
Chris?
You have to say
that
cold.
Was hot, right?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Right?
I'm saying
I'll
that.
You now. Well.
Yes, it was.
Okay, if we're going to do me now,
because otherwise we're going to
move
on.
I'm sorry.
That's fine, Fitzy. If we're going to do me now, we need to do.
They're talking over us. Fine. No, it's fine.
I'm kidding.
Oh yeah, so sorry. We won't be hot cold.
We didn't
yeah.
make any Holocaust jokes.
No,
salty or spicy.
We definitely want jokes.
Salty
or spicy?
Oh, salty.
Salty. Very nice.
Balls.
Up or down? Benoit. Benoit!
Yes!
Up or down?
Up.
Down, 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 down.
Oh, we have to go with down, yeah.
Up.
In or out?
In.
Always on my mind. Night or day?
Night.
Night.
Day.
Brick. Okay.
Because it's when I spend most of my time away.
Okay, and to finish this off, there's a 3-1. Lamb, pork or beef?
Beef.
No, that is not answerable.
Lamb, pork or beef?
Pork, man, pork.
No, that's the thing. Sausages, I like, as long as they're good sausages.
That's awful, not pork.
But I do not like pork steaks. I prefer lamb.
As I just
beef.
Said,
this is a purely awful. Numbers game. Bacon, sausages, gammon, lamb.
That's,
beef.
That stuff that
literally is a numbers game.
What about pork scratchings?
Wait.
Yeah, exactly. And pork scratchings. There's another one to pork.
What's that stuff called? It's like in little cubes and you can buy it in the supermarket. It's a bit like bacon, but it's not bacon.
Pancetta. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, the pork.
However,
I mean,
I still like beef.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I think if I was going to have a steak or anything, it would be beef. But I think if you gave me one thing to eat for the rest of my life,
if it was one thing, if it was one thing to eat for the rest of my life, it'd be pork.
Beef.
Oh, that's fair, you know. We don't all have
to
agree.
You can have stroganoff. You can have it roasted. You can have burgers.
Just bacon, man.
Bacon, yeah. Just bacon. And sausages.
Just like bacon.
I don't know. I find new ways of making beef awesome.
It could be done, but just bacon.
Alright, I'll go with...
This is his decision.
I don't know. Chris, what would yours be?
Out of what? What, lamb, pork or beef?
Sean, get me another drink.
Okay, well, who... The thing is, I want to... I've already said this is the Big Bassy podcast, so it should be more orientated, but...
Well, why didn't
you... Oh, someone hasn't watched
would
it.
You, would you let a crazy lady pay you to give her sperm?
Yes.
On her face? If she was...
As long as I was actually going to get the money...
Yeah, like, she's got the money in a bag.
And I wasn't going to have any, like, pestering for the rest of my life.
Yeah, but you'd have to get that... No.
If it was all signed.
What's the sperm for? Is she just going
to
drape it over herself? Okay, have a baby. Well, then...
Drape it over herself.
Drape is the wrong word. Like, slather.
I don't know. Drape's kind of nice.
She, like, bastes herself and then puts her into an oven.
Draping
so she becomes, like,
a nice
sperm.
Word.
Okay, so... If your life was a movie...
Yes.
Or if your life got made into a movie, who would you have to play you? One actor or actress?
Can it not be me?
No.
That's right. An interesting question.
Listen, what's the question? I missed it because I was just writing something there.
Alright.
No,
you,
tell me again.
Alright, movie of your life, who do you want playing you? Real actor, actress?
Or actor or actress?
Well, actress for me, I assume Sean meant. If
yeah, but I...
Lady.
Sexism! Sexist. I can
sexist.
I can ask an actress to sort of fatten up and get a beard to play my role. Why not?
Mm.
Why not? Some bitch play Bob Dylan.
Well, yeah, Meryl Streep.
Is that Meryl Streep?
Some.
I'm never getting into Hollywood.
Yeah.
I'm screwed.
Meryl Streep also played Margaret Thatcher, and she made that choice. And so
I didn't mean
choice.
I didn't mean to call her a bitch.
I'm
couldn't remember. And I'm bad.
I've seen that clip. I cried for 20 minutes because of the 20 second clip. That's how emotional that
was. Was it a movie?
Was.
I just thought
it was
like
a movie.
What, The Iron Lady?
No, Sophie's Choice.
What's that?
Meryl Streep, she has a dark secret.
A porno?
She's in New York. It's the 40s. It
sounds like a porno.
Oh, God.
It was a book.
Isn't it? She has to choose between which one of her kids lives or dies.
Yeah, the Nazis are like, one of your children can live, pick which one. And she's like, what? I can't pick between my children, are you crazy? And then,
so they both die!
Yeah, basically, and then she like gets into a panic, they start dragging away both her kids, so she says, my son, so they drag her daughter away and shoot her behind a shed. Her daughter's like six.
No, that happened in real life, but then the daughter lived and
hated
and survived.
No, that happened in the 2006 tsunami.
That'd be awesome.
No, I mean,
Quentin Tarantino film. Then Sophie gets her own back.
God damn it, Mom! It should be called The Bitch is Back.
That's not Sophie.
Sophie's Road to Redemption.
for the sake of this joke, she is Sophie.
Yeah, she's called Sophie Sharp.
Bitch.
Okay, no, no. I actually had like a movie one, but we should do that. Okay, so
wait, who do you want as your actor then?
Well, what did other people say?
I haven't come up with one.
Sean asked Felix. It was indecisive.
For me, I'd be John Goodman. I think.
Which is John Goodman? Ooh, that's a good one. Which is John Goodman again?
The guy who plays Walter in The Big Lebowski.
Was he the guy with the beard?
Yeah.
He gets out a gun in the middle of it.
Yeah.
He's become a meme for
over the line.
Yeah.
In.
Okay. I think because he's let himself go quite recently, I think Arnold Schwarzenegger could play me. Because I'm chunky in the sense of my.
Pretty hardcore.
No, I know, but like he, like if you see him without a shirt on, he's quite like in certain. Even though he has muscles, he's
gay.
Well, I couldn't help it. He fucked me.
I'm gay.
I think you guys already know who I'm going to pick.
Because you don't really have a choice.
I don't. No, that's the thing. She
Jim Carrey.
Yes. The only thing is, she does.
I'm king! That's what he says, right?
She does look scarily like me.
Mm-hmm,
like, it's weird. She's a year older than me, she's the same height as me, she's the same weight as me, and she has the same jawline. And her last name's Stewart, so she must be Scottish.
Yeah, but that's American Scottish, she doesn't count.
You should, like,
I have Canadian Scots over there, on that side of the coast.
I have Welsh Canadians, and it doesn't count. No, but to be fair, you look like you actually have a soul within. She doesn't. She has that look. Whenever I see
that child actor look.
Yeah, whenever I see like photos of her, she's like.
Yeah, she's got that child actor. I've lost my childhood look.
If you fucked me in the eye, I wouldn't notice. That sort of look.
I wouldn't even blink.
Because I couldn't. But I could lick your balls.
She did play my hero, Joan Jett. In the Runaways movie. And she has my current...
Oh, then we saw that on my projector.
Yeah, on your projector. I brought it over.
I was so drunk. I was like, there was one point when I looked at it, wait, what? I was like, what's going on?
Who are you guys?
Wait, Fitzy, who'd play you? We've got everyone else.
I don't know, man. I'd like to think... It would
Wesley
be...
Wesley Snipes.
I was going to go with Samuel L. Jackson.
Bearing in mind,
no.
Christian Stewart,
I think
John
like
Goodman,
think,
and Arnold
like
Schwarzenegger
think,
are going to be in this film.
Oh,
like,
that
I
works.
Like to think the
oh, we're all in it together.
Yes.
Is it like a road trip?
Oh, the main character.
It's a
the
film
main
about
character
all of
with
us.
Brown hair.
I can see that actually.
Who?
I'd like to think him.
Who?
The guy, the main character in Primal with the brown hair.
Yeah, he's also the director.
Yeah, that guy.
Why don't you choose someone that we that's more popular than everyone?
Well, they both know.
Well, I don't.
Well, go watch.
I can vaguely. I just remember a brown-haired guy.
Choose a Hollywood A-list actor, you prick.
Okay, Tom Cruise. I don't actually know that many actors.
Okay, this is perfect. Fitzy can play Fitzy.
Yeah,
yeah, he plays him. So,
yeah, it's the movie of his life. It's like being John Malkovich.
So basically,
we're all actors.
So
or no, I would get.
John Malkovich.
No, who's the guy who's the guy who plays Harry Potter?
Daniel Radcliffe.
I'd get him to play me because I could have been him.
Okay, here we go. Tiananmen or Square?
I'm right.
Square.
I'm reading them.
No, we're doing this. Tiananmen or Square?
Square.
Tiananmen.
I don't understand.
Just doesn't matter. The whole point is that you just choose
okay.
between the
from,
two.
From the two
Tiananmen.
Words, what would you prefer?
Tiananmen or Square?
Okay.
Tiananmen.
Bonnet to say.
Square.
Sandals
yeah.
or socks?
Sandals.
Socks.
Hip or hop?
Hop.
Both.
Tom or Jerry?
Jerry.
Tom.
Tom.
Tom was a bitch. Jerry got away with
Jerry's
everything.
Jerry's a little dickhead,
man. Just the name, man.
Salted or roasted?
Roasted.
Roasted.
Salted.
Get out.
See, there's a reason we're together.
Bubble or squeak?
Squeak.
Both,
bubble.
Man.
Wait,
what
or
is
squeak?
What's the bubble and what's the squeak?
It's nothing.
It's like,
just shut the fuck up.
No, because one of it's like...
The bubble is the potato. The squeak is the
mash and the meat,
or like the cabbage.
Well, mash
yeah.
is potato.
Yeah,
I mean like the mashed up meat and the
bubble or squeak.
Bubble.
What's the next question?
My last question before we do the round off and goodbye, Fitzy, pay attention.
No,
you
we've got two more things.
Oh, okay, fine. My last one is beds, knobs, or broomsticks.
Broomsticks, because I can fly.
Straight up beds because I just want to fucking sleep.
Yes,
Sean, that leaves you with knobs.
No, you can choose.
As I deserve to be.
No, but you can choose whatever you want.
Yeah, just beds, man.
Actually, knobs, because they stop you from whacking your head on the bed and, like, impaling yourself on your head if you wake up in a night terror.
That's true.
Fuck that.
But, I mean, the fact is, I fantasize about beds, I don't fantasize about knobs.
See, you are using knobs in the sense that I'm not using knobs.
Yeah, I know, but I'm forcing it there because that's what it's meant to be, really.
Okay, and that's the end of my random questions.
Okay, so we'll round off with our two semi-regular segments.
Semi-regular segments.
I haven't sung that much in this podcast. I think that's quite a triumph for us.
You sang a bit, but not as much.
Not as much.
Oh, Felix is cunning, okay, like so Felix.
Alright, so the first one is what you add to your bucket list. So everyone...
Oh, yes.
Bucket list, so things you want to do before you die.
Bucket list.
So I think this needs a bit of an... I think I made a song for this.
No, but we can make a song now.
We'll make it, yeah, okay. Should I lay a beat? Bucket list, everyone has one. All I know is that you'll know what we'll have when we are done. Oh, bucket list, you're so damn fine. I'm gonna make you mine before I die. Oh, bucket list.
Oh,
yeah. You're so damn fine. Okay.
Welcome to our bucket list for this podcast.
Okay, so...
Does anyone have a bucket list they want to do? Someone's like 15 in the
place. I haven't got all of them yet. I have a few things I want to do.
I've got one.
Okay.
Not that I actually want to do this, but I watched a documentary about hunting in Africa during the Victorian times. Victorian gentlemen. And if I could go back then, I wouldn't want to do it now. But for example... I would like the whole sort of, if I'd have a bucket list without having the tragedy of killing something, I'd like the bucket list of actually hunting a lion.
Wow.
And now Sean.
Punch a shark in the nose.
Well done.
No, but basically,
do you care to elaborate or?
Basically, I'd like to be up face with a shark. And I don't believe you should be in cages, because actually making that tempts sharks more to eat humans. So I'd like to be like the guy fighting against the tide, because there's a rising number every year of sharks who eat humans.
They've got a taste for us now.
They do. No. It's right, like not much every year, it's maybe like an extra one every year, but even then, you know, man's get eaten.
Slightly.
And that's because people sit in front of them in cages and like, you're not going to eat me, so it's fine. So I just want to be there in open war and just like a shark comes on, you just punch him in the nose, but dick, you stay off.
Apparently,
comes back again, I punch him again.
My survival of the worst case scenario says that you have to... Don't pull my arm over to the sofa. It says that you're supposed to go for the eyes, not the nose. Apparently the nose is more sensitive than a crocodile.
Yeah,
but not a shark. I know it won't have the same satisfaction, but you could gouge the eye out of a shark. That would be pretty badass.
That's
and it would give the shark a friend, like, shark's friends, like a legend, like, yeah, I survived an attack from a human.
I mean, that's the thing, though, the eye is something that every creature is sensitive in the eye, so I can share its pain. And I don't think it's fair, it's like going for a guy's nuts, like, you can do it, it's more effective. But it's not really reputable.
You're more focused on running away.
Exactly, so I'm just like, I'll punch that thing in the nose. So he comes back, I punch him in the nose again, and it's like, I just want to show him that I've got the force to make his nose hurt.
So essentially, you want to punch a shark in the nose in free water?
Pretty much.
Okay. Really commend that. So, Fitzy, what's your bucket list thing?
Skydive.
We did that last time.
I'm doing it again.
From anywhere different?
Skydive while drunk.
Okay.
I think we're going to get a theme to this.
Or like really fucking stoned. Like crazy stoned.
What, like magic mushrooms?
No, dude, you're not going to land. You're not
going to land. Beyond fucked.
Dude, you're stoned. Like, the entire time you don't do that, I'm too bummed. I'm too bummed.
Just staring.
You'll get to the floor, you'll be like, oh shit, I didn't put my shoe.
I'll do like a double, where the guy is with you and he clips on.
Okay, so you've got another guy to rely on.
The other guy does it, I just thought...
To be fair, apparently what you're supposed to do if your parachute doesn't pull is signal to someone else that your parachute's fucked, and then they're supposed to hook their arms underneath.
Oh yeah, that breaks.
You're supposed to
that breaks their arms.
No, you're supposed to hook your arms onto them.
Oh, that breaks.
And then it breaks your arms, but you live.
Yeah.
And you know, you can survive. You can live with broken arms. Like, it heals with it. So yeah, what's this last question?
No, we've got to finish off. Trist, oh, you did something for you.
Shots of wisdom.
Shots of wisdom. That's what we're on. You did your bucket list thing, right?
Yeah, I did.
God, sorry, I lost track. I lost track of time there, kids. I'm sorry.
People are getting ready to...
Big Lebowski!
We don't have this is shots of wisdom really. If no one has
no,
it.
No, I'm going
I don't
for
want
it,
to
man.
Go yet.
We've got that.
Okay. Shots of wisdom.
Do you have something?
Just leave it, like,
shall I start? I can do off the cuff.
10 more minutes.
Okay, guys. Shots of wisdom, quickly. We'll do it.
Okay. I'll start.
I want to go for that. I've never tried absinthe before.
This is Ibethan absinthe. So
Ibethan.
It's from Ibiza. So it isn't really what you call absinthe. It's what you call stuff that gets you drunk and then want to go to a club.
Paint thinner.
Or paint thinner.
Felix wants to go and I don't want to go yet.
Yeah, what's before you take it, what's your shot of wisdom?
Okay, my shot of wisdom. I think that everyone should wear furry clothes all the time. So it make hugs more generous and people wouldn't get cold in the night time. I also, because then it reduces central heating, so it means that global warming would reduce. It means the homeless people on the street wouldn't get so cold and die so often. It means you might want to hug them more and therefore they feel better around themselves and maybe get a better job.
Than being
or get
homeless.
A job, I don't know, than being homeless. Yeah, obviously that's an occupation.
Or hooking.
I'm sorry. But, I mean, you get the general idea, you know, you're more, I'm thinking like, you know, Wilfred.
Yeah.
Kind
like,
of homeless.
You know,
like lovable.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, so Wilfred kind of homeless, also like Wilfred just general costume, so you're very, like, furry, very huggable.
Like a Kigu.
And, like, yeah, it just opens people up, because, I mean, I think maybe one of the reasons people don't like to hug each other is some people are sweaty, some people are a bit, you know,
everyone
gamey,
will be sweaty.
Like,
exactly. And you wouldn't
everyone
be able
be
to
like,
feel it.
Exactly, just all be furry. And like, people like to touch furry things. So I think it would probably work quite well.
Cool.
That's what I'm going for.
I've just sort of thought of the thing. Whenever we do shots of wisdom, we should all vote on it, whether we think it's a good thing. It should be yay or nay. So everyone who votes nay.
Yay!
No.
Oh.
Everyone who votes nay.
Well, Felix is in a different
doesn't matter.
Let's assume Felix says nay because he's Felix.
Okay, everyone who votes yay.
Yay!
Motion
carried.
The motion is passed. Everyone
we think Sean's motion is passed, and that shall be when we take over the world, that shall be his
a law.
A law. Yeah, exactly. That's
a law that everyone should be allowed to own a Kigu.
No one exactly. knows required to wear one.
Not required, because you can wear something else if
in,
you feel
in the,
it.
In the night time, I think you need to wear something. You can wear anything as long as it's furry. As long as it's cuddable and it needs to be in the night time. In the daytime, you're welcome to wear if it's hot, I understand. We need to wear something furry in the night time.
Okay.
So if you,
what if it's hot at night?
Something that makes people want to hug you,
Felix,
I guess.
Felix, do you vote yay or nay on everyone wearing Kigus?
Yay. Yeah, it's just all yay.
Right, there we go.
So that should, be our, that should be our law when we actually take over the planet.
This is going to do me.
Okay, next shot of wisdom.
Alright, absinthe.
Molly Spears McLeod.
Her first try absence as well, so listen to this.
Holy!
She fell backwards.
Oh, she goes for another one.
Double tap, man.
Double tap.
Dead.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay, shot. Molly, what is your shot of wisdom?
Shot of wisdom, everyone should drink absinthe.
That works well.
Actually, no. I'll do a real one. Everyone should... swap genders for a day.
No, I can see that. No. But why? You have to justify.
So that everyone can understand what it's like to be someone else, completely and utterly, in body and soul.
I think that isn't
and feel where... like, and then maybe like, because we'll understand what it's like to be someone else. Like, even if it's just someone, like, a different gender to you, even if you're exactly the same ways, but if you're completely different people, like... you'd feel what it's like to be the other person and they'd feel like what it's like to be a complete, like, you'd feel what it's like to be completely different and therefore you'd understand, you'd empathize, like, for one day. Like, you'd completely empathise with someone else.
I've had this discussion before, and I think it could be good.
I can't get a decent-sized bra outside of a sex shop.
I can.
Really?
Okay. Sophie, what's your shot with?
She was not very nice.
Fitty, would you like me to put my dick in your mouth?
Alone, it means I have a cigarette.
Okay, I think Felix's shot of wisdom is that...
Sleeping is nice.
Sleeping... If everyone slept a bit more, they would be a lot
less,
happier.
Sleeping. Be
and
less
And they'd
grouchy.
Be a lot less drunk and arsey.
Well, maybe we
and
should...
Now
phone.
I'm going to have
think
a
I need
cigarette.
To get my phone out. No, we'll get a phone out, then we'll
Now
finish
I'm going
to
have a cigarette no, because money. I need a cigarette.
No, we're going to
well,
do...
Well, we'll do the outro now. And
quickly,
then we're going to have a cigar.
I'll join you after the... Actually, not. I'll join you before.
We just wait now.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah,
guys,
we just need to do this.
We're going to do the...
It's been a pleasure. We love you all. Please,
to be honest,
please follow us on
no,
Twitter.
No, before you...
Tristan, hashtag, what's the Twitter name?
Well, basically, it's hashtag First Orders or at First Orders. You can follow us on Twitter.
With, like, good hair. I play in
We formed a band. We formed that. What's that called? What's
they're
that's
the,
our group.
Sean and Tristan are like the band's like support. We always end up drinking with them. They've met Danny multiple times. Danny actually stayed at Tristan and Felix's flat for a while. So well, for
well,
like
Danny
a day.
Shares my
your birthday.
That was so fucking weird. When
you're both from Wales, but you shared different hospitals.
Yeah, but she comes.
But
from...
you're both from Wales.
Yeah, but she comes from the scunny South Wales.
Guys, I'm going to try and do it all on my phone, okay? So this
all
is
right.
what it should
bye
be.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye,
okay,
North
well,
Orders
this
listeners.
This is potentially the Big Bassy podcast. We haven't talked about it too much, but I did give you the still outro.
Should I start, or do you want to start?
No.
Let's go.
I thought you did the chicken.
No, it should have been... Oh, I just went into ad, but...
Just stay for a bit, I'll come over to go with you if you stay for a bit.
You can dub it over later, don't worry.
Yeah,
no, but we have to do this anyway.
I'll send you the proper one.
Was it to stay for a second?
Okay, yeah, so that's what should have happened. It should go into Cambridge and then
No, just
this.
Do the chicken thing so
okay.
we can go outro. Turn it up. Hello, you've been listening to First Order Podcast. My name's Tristan. To my left.
Buying me to your left has been Sean Wilkinson, and buying to my left has been
Felix Coker,
and to his left has been
Molly Spears McLeod, and to my left it's Tristan Williams signing off.
Tristan Williams, goodbye.
Full fucking circle, bitches.
Yeah.
May your days be abiding, and let me just say,
2013, baby.
2013. And it's nice to know there's people like the dude out there slumming it all for all us folks out here who's just living life normally wise. May you have a good night and a good for futures. Abide. Lebowski's abide.